Greetings, aloha from Maui. This is James Gillen. I'm your host, and we've got another interesting show tonight. There's so many things I want to cover tonight. A lot of updates happening, and it's getting a little crazy out there. One of the first things I wanted to talk about was the Shaka movement over here on Maui. And if you want to find out more about that, go to shakamovement.org. And some of the people involved in the Thrive, and I'm involved in it. Even though they don't know I am, I'm putting out all their information over our massive email lists and working very closely and have been working with this movement behind the scenes for quite some time. But anyway, it's all about getting a moratorium and ban, you know, the GMOs on Maui. And it's happening on other islands as well. And so the people are all rising and making a stand against these GMOs. And it's you know, these things are a mess. They've been doing the research on these GMOs, and the long-term effects are deadly, basically. It's part of the Genesis, our genocide program, not Genesis, sorry about that. But, you know, we need to do the research on them and look what happened to the rats that were fed the corn and the soy and the other things. And they were full of tumors and died, you know, and most of them were sterile or sterilized. And the same thing as the vaccinations. We've got to put an end to these vaccination programs, especially the ones that people aren't really checking out what's in them, you know, like their Marisol and all these other things. So you know, these are all designed, you know, and it's been very clear and spelled out even by Bill Gates himself that these are all designed for population control. He just says it right on TED Talk and a few others. So anyway, pay attention to that. They had about 12 to 24 cases of polio, and when they were done, they had 45,000 cases of polio and deaths, you know. So I don't think they're there to solve the polio problem. They're actually there to promote genocide. That being said, I want to move on. If you want to check out more, go to shakamovement.org. And if you're in Maui, go to the MAC, the McCoy Theater, at 7 p.m. on Monday, and there's a free presentation there. And they're trying to get a lot of people to sign these petitions and get behind, you know, this movement. The other one was successful on the Big Island, and we helped some of the council people over there get that through, and that actually was passed, and a lot of pressure was put on the mayor, and he actually signed it. So that's a really good one. There's so many things going on. That I think that's a very important one, so I'd put that on first. In the news, we've got eight banksters committed suicide, supposedly. You know, one shot himself in the back of the head with a nail gun repeatedly until he hit the mark and finally killed himself. You know, I'm sorry, this is not a laughing matter. It is so ridiculous. It's funny. I mean, you know, these aren't suicides. I mean, we have to pay attention. Now, some of them are, you know, there were some suicides, and I'm going to talk about that in a newsletter that I wrote. I want to read this newsletter on the air because it covers all that. But, you know, it just, we got to, you know, wake up and smell the coffee. You know, what's happening is a lot of these banksters are sitting on, you know, the hot seat, and they're responsible for some very dubious acts, and a lot of the authorities are looking into them. And when they see all the derivatives and all the notes that were sent out, and the gold derivatives and silver derivatives and things that were never backed by anything, and just the complete fraud, you know, within the banksters, you know, they're going to start knocking off the people that know, that have access to the books, and so they can't testify or can't witness. And then some of them are actually dealing with what they've done. You know, they're looking at what they've done to Earth and humanity and all the pain and suffering they've caused to people, losing their homes and jobs and everything else. And they're just deciding to check out, you know. And some of them, the heat's on them too. So they're just checking out because they know there's no way out of this. So we'll go further into that. I'll go into that newsletter. I want to talk about the Maui portal that opened up here, and it's open for business, and 20 other major portals have opened as well, but we'll talk about that in the newsletter. And I also want to talk about this farm bill that was just passed by Obama. And this farm bill actually makes it legal to grow hemp, and this is the hemp that is used for getting the CDBs, you know, the healing aspects from the plant and the juices, you know, they aren't psychotropic. You know, they don't have that effect. They're just mainly for healing. And they also use them for hemp and rope and wood. And, you know, the wood is 10 times stronger than regular wood that they're making from these hemp plants. And, you know, there's just a major movement right now in the hemp field. So anyway, we're on top of that. We'll get that information out to you very soon and how you can participate in it. Well, that's another major breakthrough that's happening, and they're having reversals. You know, we can't say healing or cures or things like that because that's against the rules, you know, so we're not going to say that. But, and I'm not practicing medicine or anything else, but do your research on hemp and look at the research that's done on it as far as the oils, the cannabinoids and things like that, and look at what's happening with that. And look at the research concerning cancer and leukemia and all these other problems, you know, skin cancer, people who are autistic, all these things, you know, they're having huge breakthroughs with this. So I would definitely check into this, and we'll have more information on that coming to you soon. But that's interesting. But there's one thing I wanted to talk about. I found it was pretty funny in a way. But, you know, we're talking about the all this energy coming down on NSA, you know, for spying on everybody. And everybody's going, oh, that's okay. You know, they're not spying on me. You know, they don't care about me or whatever. I find this really interesting. You know, I get an email asking me to come on a show. I agree to go on the show. I go on the show and a helicopter flies over the house and shuts the show down. Totally shuts my Skype off. My computer goes down, everything. Low flying helicopter. Now, if they're not reading the emails, how do they know that I'm going to be doing these shows? A lot of these shows, I never broadcast them out on my sites. I don't tell people every show I'm doing. But on these major shows, they show up, you know, at a specific time, especially when we're getting on subjects that really hit a nerve, you know, such as the genocide program going on and who's behind it, you know, things of that nature. Especially with Alfred Weber and some of these others. It's funny, I hear a helicopter circling as we speak. So we'll see. Hopefully it's just one of the tour helicopters, more than likely it is. But I find it very interesting when you go after these subjects, all of a sudden you have all kinds of computer problems, your Skype shuts off, all these other events happening. It's just amazing. So basically, you know, it's pretty obvious right now. We're being listened to, all of us. They're targeting the people, the whistleblowers, the people that are trying to turn this planet around and help the next generations. And they're doing all they can to maintain this crash course in this civilization, you know. So they want to ensure the demise of this civilization. They're doing all they can to escort it in, you know, with all these different projects. And they're very diverse. You know, we've got the chemtrails, we've got the depleted uranium, the endless wars, you know, the diseases that are manufactured, you know, all of this stuff that they're doing, the GMOs, especially right now. These are all set up for population control and genocidal programs. So when you start touching on these things, they get a little upset. But anyway, it's time to bring these all up to the light. And the good news is that these gates are opening, these portals are opening, the earth is getting flooded by light beings adding their consciousness and energy to the planet. And so it's going to get very interesting. I'm going to go ahead and read this right now. I think it's really important because it's really, it's a newsletter. And it's the E-SETI Maui News. You know, so news coming over here from Maui while I'm here. So I'm going to go ahead and read this. It's been a while, and it's time for an update. A major portal has been opened on Maui, the heart chakra of the planet. There have been 20 others opened. The Earth is now being flooded with light and higher dimensional light beings. Yes, this includes their light ships as well. These higher civilizations, which were referred to as the greater family of man rather than ET, which has been given a fearful twist by Hollywood, the disinformation campaigns, etc., is appearing globally, keeping the UFO reporting centers extremely busy. I might add, some of the UFO reporting centers are not operating from the highest integrity. As many know, the ongoing UFO activity at E-SETI has virtually been ignored. by many of these reporting centers. We've had people call from the ranch during ongoing sightings there, where we've had as many as 200 ships in a night. You know, sometimes there'd be 15 ships, coming right in a row, powering up, doing all kinds of things. We have people call, the International UFO Reporting Center, and nobody, takes down the reporter. Nobody answers. It's amazing. If they do answer, they hang up and are very derogatory. So we know many, many reports have been changed and ignored or moved, around Mount Adams, which is a UFO hotspot. It goes back to Kenneth Arnold, who cited the ships when they landed on the western slopes of Mount Adams to the Native American lore and the fire tower spotters, and as well as the rangers and even the police and tribal police have all talked repeatedly about all the UFO activity there. But, this is, all these events are a precursor to what many call the big event, or the event. So I'm going to talk a little bit about the event, and the timing of the event is tied into critical mass, the awakening and healing of humanity and the earth. It is now foreseen as spring or early summer. This is not coming without challenges. Whenever a higher consciousness and energy enters the system due to sympathetic resonance, the lower consciousness and energy must rise to meet it. This creates chaos, yet chaos is the letting go of the old paradigm in order for the new paradigm to take its place. The intellect and the ego must surrender to the heart. The heart is your soul connection, and the soul is the path to God, Creator, Spirit. Sometimes a little prayer and some sleep work the best in adjusting to these new energies. I'm going to cover a little bit more about that, but a lot of us are just going down and getting ill and things like that, and a lot of that is shifting to these, our body's trying to adjust to these new energies and catch up to these new energies. So give the body what it needs, start eating lighter, give your body the natural, vitamins and minerals it needs, drink your smoothies, and get your exercise and get your sleep as well. To get through these changes, it's very important. Okay, I'm going to go on with the newsletter. And many ask about the death of so many top-level banksters. I call them banksters. It says bankers, but I can't help but add banksters. The banking system is corrupt, riddled with fraud beyond belief. The treasury has been robbed repeatedly, keeping the manufactured lack and enslavement through dependency going. This is coming down. Some of the banksters know too much, and they have been removed due to the corruption with global investigative authorities. So, they know too much, and so the higher-ups have actually been removing these people because, the investigative authorities are talking to people who are in the know and know where all these monies went, where this grand theft has been going, and who's behind it, and, things are starting to come to the surface, and so some banksters see the writing on the wall. They know they're going down and they're just jumping off of buildings, and some are being taken out as well. So I'm going to talk further about it. It says, other banksters can't live with what they have done and know the hammer is about to fall. Only 8 have reached the press, yet the true numbers are close to 20, and this will continue. The entire economic system is not frequency specific to the evolution of humanity and the earth. It is completely out of alignment with unity consciousness and universal law. There are forces beyond the fallen Anunnaki, the regenerates, and demonic realms, which were virtually unchecked in the past. Forces beyond the Illuminati, their major corporations, and their treasonous political puppeteers. There is a grand awakening on a soul level, which was not factored in, nor was there awareness of the source of this grand awakening. And we're going to get more into this source of this grand awakening. The benevolent Anunnaki, the bearded gods of old, and the Council of 12, now mostly women, are back, and there is a grand recall and reconciliation of the fallen ones left to oversee. And what they're talking about is the fallen ones that were left to oversee this civilization that fell and got into turf wars and competition and just made a mess of things. And some of the fallen ones actually align with some regenerate ETs, which we'll go further into that later. But anyway, I'm going to go on to the newsletter. They're standing before the councils in extreme embarrassment for what they have done outside of universal law. The Andromeda and Arcturian, Pleiadian, Lyrian, Sirian, and Orion Councils of Light are also coming into play, ending the Prime Directive hands-off program of the past. The controllers, parasites, and predators, regenerate ETs, demonics, etc., who have hijacked the Earth's evolution are being removed. Not so gracefully, I might add. This is happening for those with eyes to see. The physical effects of this are soon to follow. So a lot of these things are happening in the unseen realms. And so we need to be paying attention to, you know, we have a mental body and an emotional body. We can be affected by these beings. So we have to learn how to heal and clean up our consciousness and hold space and heal unseen negative influences. And just be aware, you know, if you don't like what you're feeling, do a healing. And all those practices are in the books, Reunion with Source and Becoming Gods. If you go to eseti.org, you can get those books, and along with all of these understandings, which have been coming out since 1982, I might add. So anyway, I'm going to go back to the newsletter here. I'm doing commentaries in between just to help shed a little more light on this. So back to the newsletter. We can all do our parts here on Earth by practicing love and kindness, setting boundaries for those who are not, and holding space. And what that means is making your own personal God connection, holding that space, and acting according to universal law. So that's my commentary, but we'll go back to the newsletter. We can pray to our representative of Source and welcome the benevolent beings, the beautiful many, asking for their assistance in our own personal awakening and healing, as well as the Earth's awakening and healing. Stop participating in anything that is enslaving or harmful to humanity and the Earth. Let the beast consume itself as the prophecies foretold. There's an old Cherokee saying, if it isn't good for everyone, it isn't good. This should apply to our foreign policy as well. We need to be careful of calling for democracy. Democracy means that corporations can move in and exploit the people, trading one tyrant for corporate tyranny. The Republic is a better model with a strong constitution for the people and by the people, something that was forgotten in America along with its Bill of Rights. This spring, the people will remember. They will come to realize the source of their pain and suffering, the war and disease profiteers, the genocidal psychopaths behind the veil of ignorance. Those veils and masks are coming down. Be well, Godspeed, walk with courage and impeccable integrity. There is no security or future without it. Anyway, that's the latest newsletter. And I thought it was important to read it on the air because it gives us a good understanding of what's going on. And especially the first part, because when I came to Maui, I was told some things which I haven't shared with people. And it sounds a little crazy and megalomaniac to talk about them. So I haven't really talked about it, but I knew that there was something happening here, that there was a major portal going to be opened, and it's very necessary, Maui being the heart chakra of the planet. You know, there's a lot of people argue about, you know, where the heart chakra is, and anybody who's come to Maui and spent time in Maui knows that Maui has the Aloha spirit, although it's being challenged, you know, by the dark arts and the other energies that have been coming in. But it is one of the most amazing places. A good friend of mine, Rich Romer, says, you know, the only thing about Maui is there's just too many people trying to heal you, you know, so, you know, which is amazing. But there's just, you know, one group after another, there's so many things happening here that it's just a smorgasbord of different processes to help people in the awakening healing process. So it's a great place to come and connect in and be a part of this shift. And I know when Maui shifts and the portals open here, the rest of the planet is going to shift as well, because the heart, you know, our hearts is where the power resides. It's not in the intellect. It's not in some patriarchal hierarchy. That has nothing to do with it. And benevolent Anunnaki are returning, and they're saying it's time for us to lead ourselves through our own heart and soul. They're not here to conquer us. They're not here to, they're here to clean up a mess. You know, they've got a little karma, and they need to deal with the people they left behind who ran amok and are not operating within universal law. Now, there's some other crazy stuff about this, about the Anunnaki, that is being spread around, and there's a lot of rumors that I'm getting hammered with and being accused of being part of the Archon network, and I'm supporting the the malevolent gods and the Anunnaki are all reptilian. That's nonsense. If you do any of your history work and look back, the Anunnaki were the bearded gods. They were human, very human. One of them, Marduk, actually made a pact with the regenerate ETs, you know, after they fell, and that's where the reptilian energy came in. So you have the fallen Anunnaki, you have the reptilian gray regenerate ET stuff going on, and you have the benevolent Anunnaki returning, as well as the other star nations are coming in to assist and get the Earth back on track, you know, back to Eden, you might say, its original program. And that's what's going on. So, you know, I don't want to give this a lot of energy, but there are some very ignorant victims out there that are trying to make a name for themselves by taking us down. And good luck with that. It's been tried many times and we're still here. So, and the information we've been putting out has been as accurate, you know. In 1982, when the books came out and covered all this information, to now, you know, it's happening now. So I have 26 intensive years of duking it out with these archons and educating people and paying the price for it. And so it does get a little irritating when these youngsters upstarts come up and start throwing stones, you know, and think they, you know, they haven't done any research. They haven't been tempered, you know, through experience. And they have no idea what they're talking about. I do support them, however, in standing up against tyranny and standing up against anything enslaving and standing up against the social consciousness, you know, that is just run amok and has fallen into, you know, the sheeple program. You know, I support that 100%, but we have to really educate ourselves as to when we're actually working against ourselves and working against the movement versus working for it. And we can be duped into working against the movement by misinformation, by disinformation, and the powers that were. And they're very good at it. They're very good at twisting truths and things like that. So it's very important, you know, the more you promote the fear and the negative and all the other stuff, and that, you know, there's these negative ETs and they're coming here to eat us and destroy us and everything else, you're supporting, you know, the false ET invasion program that they have, you know, which is designed to further enslave the people. You know, that is the program. So I'm not saying all ETs are good. I'm the first to tell you they're not. They are regenerate ETs. There's some gray reptilian factions and some serpent beings and things like that that aren't even ETs. There's some demonic type energies that aren't good. But the vast majority of ETs coming now are benevolent. The negative ones have been here since beginning of time, it seems like. They're recorded in all the Egyptian hieroglyphs and in stone on the walls and in the Nag Hammadi and in the Vedic scriptures talk about them. So they've been here for quite some time. And we can go further into that. But that is another whole show. We can talk about Enlil and Enki and their disputes, you know, and they were the original Hatfield and McCoys, and you know, Enki was the creator god, and Enlil was the destroyer god, you know, that wanted to see most of humanity destroyed, and even tried to take out Noah, you know, after he fled and had knowledge of the things coming. But, you know, that's another very long story, and we can get into that later on. I think I've covered most of everything. We've gotten the farm bill out and the portals, and I think we're pretty good. There's a few things more I wanted to talk about, and I decided not to have a guest because I really wanted to let people know that, you know, there is help coming. And the help has been here. They've been working diligently. The ground crew has been getting a bit beat up, but that's coming to an end. And the portals are open, and they're being flooded with light beings and light ships. And it's going to get real interesting between now and July. So keep your eyes to the skies and your hearts open, and pay attention, and you know, walk that path of impeccable integrity. You know, be kind to each other, be kind to the planet. It's really that simple. I'm going to give the call-in numbers tonight for anybody that wants to call in. And if you want to talk about some of your experiences with these portals opening and some of the other things that are happening that you're experiencing or need a little help, you know, dealing with some of the energies, feel free to call in. You know, if you have something to share that'll assist in the awakening healing process to educate people, be sure and call in as well. I'm not the only voice out there, and this talk show is As You Wish Talk Radio. So it's your talk radio. I'm just here as a facilitator. And so I'm going to give those numbers out. So the toll-free number is 888-627-6008. Again, the toll-free number is 888-627-6008. And if you want to call in on line one, it's 530-327-7602. And 530-413-4522 is line two. 530-413-5011 is line three. That's also pops into line four. And line five is 530-487-1043. So again, the toll-free number is 888-627-6008. And while we're waiting for people to call in, I also want to, you know, give a shout out to a lot of the people, you know, Joseph and Ashley over here in Maui assisting us and helping hold down the fort. We've got some other wonderful people, Miles and Ramona, Rich Romer. I can go on and on. A lot of people, Dominique, and a lot of people are helping to get this information out and setting up the workshops. And I should talk about that, too, is we have at the Makawao Church, 7 to 9 p.m. on the 4th. We're doing a major event there, a two-hour talk, and we're going to talk about all these events and what's going down and what's happening on the planet, the different dimensions and what's unfolding. So that's on Maui at the Makawao Church, and that's on March 4th. And then on the 8th and the 9th, we're doing a workshop. So you can go to, you can email ufojames@gorge.net if you want to find out more about those events and some other events, and also to the theater. Don't forget about the Mac Theater, the McCoy Theater at 7 p.m. on Monday night with the major GMO movement that's happening. That's really a good one. So definitely we need to move on these things and expose these things because, you know, our crops are so important. I can't tell you how much is important to have good food, you know, and good seed and seed that hasn't been manipulated. And I can't warn you enough about what they've put in these seeds and some of the things that they put in these seeds and the side effects of them. I mean, these GMO crops are set up, you know, to turn you into zombie robots, basically, to neuter you with genetics. And we need to pay attention to this, and we need to pay attention to the people that are supporting this and funding these things, you know, and especially the geoengineering program. The geoengineering program, Monsanto, Gates, all these guys, they're all together. They all have one goal, and they're all working together with the vaccines and everything else. So we need to pay attention to this. I mean, it is beyond ugly, and we need to rise up fast to deal with it. Okay, took a quick water break there. Looks like we got a caller. We've got Brian from Chicago on line one. Brian, are you with us?
Yeah, hi, James. Are you there?
Yeah, welcome to the show.
Oh, okay, thanks. Let me turn off the radio so I can hear you a little better.
Yeah, I think there's a bit of
it's kind of interesting talking to you because, you know, I talked to you on the phone probably about 20 years ago. I mean, this is how long I've been kind of just knowing about you and listening to you. So,
great.
But anyway, just a quick question. The newsletter that you just read, it kind of went by me kind of quickly when you mentioned an event.
Yes. Yeah, there's talk all over the internet about the event, and okay. And they keep moving around, and people keep saying, I know when it is, and they said it's going to happen on this date and that date and things like that. And people ask me when it's going to happen, and it's tied into the collective consciousness of Earth, as well as, you know, the ultra dimensionals, all these other beings are working together. And so it's also tied into some natural events and alignments that are happening. But it's looking ripe for this spring or early summer to happen. And it's just when the switch is thrown, it's when critical mass is hit and we flip over and you know, we're done with the old paradigm. The old grid just pretty much collapses and we have a whole new earth, a whole new system to work with. And the star nations come in and help us clean up the planet, you know, and the people that we're responsible are dealt with, you know.
Right. Yeah. You were interviewed by Alexandra Metters, I think it was.
Yes. Yes.
Recently.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yes.
And I've been following her stuff, and she interviews a person named Cobra quite once a month.
Uh huh.
And he has a website, 2012portalblogspot.com, in case anybody wants to check it out. And he's been talking about the event. I mean, when I first heard about the event, that's the person that I first heard about it. And then since then, there's been other people talking about their version of the event. But what I'm wondering, he's got a whole, you know, I don't want to read it here, I'm looking at it now on his blog spot, but he's talking about the spring as well, and as being a possible opportunity for the event. And I'll just read this one brief excerpt where he talks about the April 15th will signify the opening of the inner window of opportunity, which will be open from the 15th April to the 29th. This inner time window will actually be a portal, which you were talking about, portals within a portal, and will be a time of extreme energetic intensity that can potentially trigger drastic changes on the surface of the planet and beyond. Complexity wave analysis shows that this time frame is the most complex period in the known history, greatly surpassing the famous December 21st, 2012. This means it will be the most volatile, unpredictable time and greatest potential ever. It represents the most probable time when the consequences of the galactic central sun activation by the G2 cloud will reach our planet. So, I mean, he seems to be corroborating what you said in your newsletter, and that's pretty much all I wanted to mention to you.
Yeah. Can you give that that site again? I'd like to check that out, and I know the listeners probably would also like to check it out.
Oh, yeah. Well, Cobra, yeah, I will in a second. I just want to There's something about Cobra that just resonates with me. I mean, I remember so many things that we're talking about, you know, people talking about 2012 and George Kasafalis, and, you know, made a lot of predictions that didn't happen. And I tended to glom onto a lot of that stuff. But there's something about this Cobra guy that just seems to resonate with me. And the website is, his website is 2012 2012 portal, portal.blogspot.com. And if anyone, I think it's, what is Alexandra Meadows' website? Is it Galactic Connection, isn't it? Remember?
God, you know, I don't have that. I should have that on me.
It's Galactic Connections, and
galacticconnection.com, but I'll check that out. And
right. She has the most amazing 10 or 12 updates that people can sign up for daily that just key you in on just amazing information. And she interviews Cobra. She's been interviewing Cobra once a month. And the extensive knowledge that he has of political affairs is just mind-boggling. I mean, he just, I don't know, there's something about him that's very interesting.
Yeah,
so I'll let other callers come
there.
On. I just, yeah.
He's definitely in the mix of things. I'm not, the global things, the political end of things, I really don't like dealing with that stuff, but I do inform people about certain events and where to be careful about how people are being misled and things of that nature. But he does seem to have a great handle on that. I'm not that familiar with his work. I've heard through Alexandra. She's sent a couple things to me. I haven't heard this last one, though. That sounds good, because she did send me an email, and she goes, that's amazing, the information you're bringing in. is almost identical to the information he's bringing in. Sounds like he's got a little more detail to it, but the we've been talking about this spring and summer for years, and the 2012 event, we were kind of warning people that, you know, although there is an energetic shift that happened on those times, and a lot of people focus in on that, that it wasn't where everybody was going to hold hands and you know, sing Kumbaya on Ascend, you know. A lot of people maxed their bank accounts out and everything else, and they thought that it was going to be all over. And we said, you know, and the ETs were going to beam them up and everything else. And I kept warning people, it's not going to happen. You know, that goes against universal law, but, you know, what are they going to do with this? That's an immense babysitting job, and we just infect another planet. So we need to get our act together here, and they're going to help us do that. And some people that on a soul level, if they incarnated to do this and they're more off-worlder than they are here, a lot of those people are going to have a grand reunion, you know, but, I wouldn't count on it. You know, the first law of miracles is you've got to do everything possible, you know, in the physical first and to make things happen. And then the miracle happens. So, you know, we got to do our part. We just can't expect you know, everybody else to come clean up our mess.
Well, he's asking for that. You know, he has a meditation every Sunday that he, you know, wishes that people would kind of participate in terms of their putting forth some effort. So, yeah.
I'll put that out. I'll check into it and I'll read what his latest update is and talk to Alexandra about that. Because she did, I just talked to her on the phone actually. She called. She goes, "This is amazing." She goes, "The stuff you're putting out is the same, is almost identical." But it seems like he's got a lot more detail to it.
Well, I like the way he keeps informing. He's always there. I mean, there's a website called ascensionwithearth.com, and he really puts this energy guy, his name, you know, he calls himself, really puts out a lot of information. And Cobra, he picks up on Cobra all the time, and Cobra is just like always there. I mean, it's like you're always there on weekends, right? You know, and he's like that. I mean, he's always, you know, he doesn't like is there and then disappears. You know, he's like keeping with updates, and this is, you know, so I like that about him. You know, it's like he doesn't leave us, you know, in the lurch. You know,
Well, you know, there's things I know about that I can't talk about because I have inside information, and some of the things I can't give any details or anything else. But you know, there is no need for any nuclear reactor on this planet. We haven't needed them for quite some time, and we actually have devices we could plug into the dynamos and run them, you know, without burning nuclear fuel. And there also are ways of cleaning up the nuclear waste. And actually, there's technologies to help clean up Fukushima as well. Right now is to align with the benevolent ETs and ask for their help in cleaning up, because their technology is far beyond anything we can imagine. I see that happening in the future, but I also see us rising above the effects, and the people that are awake are going to be given ways and means of transcending this, both on a physical level, you know, through certain herbal formulas and other radionics and things like that, you know, and other technologies or healing technologies, frequency technologies. And so it's a matter of us to educate ourselves and get behind these new technologies and support them and really put some heavy pressure on the leadership and get rid of the ones who aren't serving humanity. You know, I just don't know if this political program is fixable. The way it is right now, you know, with the corporate-sponsored puppets there, you know, they're going to do whatever the corporations tell them, and the corporations are soulless. You know, they just look at profit, and they don't care the effects, you know, of what they're doing to humanity, Earth. So, you know, it's all about control and profit, basically, and there's a hierarchical order to that, so that has to collapse, and I think it is going to collapse. And then when the beast eventually consumes itself, we will have, you know, that 1,000 years of peace and all the other things that we've been talking about. Have you noticed the shifts in energy recently? I mean, here on Maui last night, all of the dogs were howling. I mean, they weren't just barking. They were actually howling, and they were like almost deep, mournful. I don't want to say mournful howls, but you know, it wasn't barking. A couple were barking, you know, at all the other ones howling, but it was mostly, they were all howling, really feeling something happening. And it was amazing.
Yeah, well, as far as I'm concerned, it's this rapid shifts, almost like moment to moment between emotional states. I've never experienced that, you know, and it seems like there's this, you know, this oscillation between bliss and then sort of downer, and then bliss and downer, and you know, back and forth, back and forth, back and forth, and you know, it's like this agitation that is leading to something.
Yeah, and that's the way a wave works. You know, you have your highs and your lows. You know, and you have the high energy comes in, it agitates everything, and we process it. You know, and then. You know, it drops down again, then rises back up again. You know, and so these waves of energy that are coming through.
Right, and it just seems like that oscillation is getting really, really intense.
Yeah, each wave builds on the other one. And I know when the waves came through on Thanksgiving, those were intense and everybody's stuff came up and people were projecting and blaming and processing. It was really intense. And then then they told me that whoever didn't get through that one, the next wave around Christmas came through, and they said that energy coming in on Christmas was going to really hammer things home, you know.
I really felt it at Christmas.
Yeah, and I think this one coming, I mean, I think there's more waves in between now and then, but especially this one coming in spring, it's going to push everything up. And, you know, look at the Ukraine and Venezuela, and all these countries are just like, they're done with the tyranny, and the tyranny are the banksters' puppets. You know, the tyrants are sponsored by the banksters, and that's the only reason there's no jobs and there's that manufactured lack and all those other things going on. It all goes back to one source, and people are starting to figure that out. And you know, they keep just trading one tyrant for another, and they keep installing them. And I think eventually people are going to say, you know what, we're just going to lead ourselves. We don't need you. We don't need somebody to tell us what to do. We're just going to create a council, hopefully a spiritual one, and go from there.
Mm. Yeah, James, I'd like to mention one more thing real quick.
Sure.
You know, I was just mentioning about this oscillation and this kind of like back and forth between, you know, the highs and the lows. And one of the current living, I guess you would say, masters that's out there, and I listen to a lot of different people. I've associated with Sant Mat for a long, long time, but there's a guy named Muji, you've probably heard of him, and he just focuses on that which is witnessing everything, you know, it's getting into this witness position. So even though you have all these oscillations, he keeps asking the question, who is it that's witnessing that? Because that witness is the one thing that just doesn't ever seem to change, you know, that your consciousness... You know, if you think about it, it's really, really interesting of how everything changes except that which is watching everything or that which is conscious of everything, your consciousness, I cannot perceive consciousness ever changing. I mean, you can see that everything's changing, whether it's the trees moving or, you know, your emotions, your mind, your thoughts, you can witness that everything is changing. But there doesn't seem to be any possibility of witnessing that your consciousness changes. Something about consciousness seems to be stable all the time. So I just think he's just fascinating to listen to. Everything, his posture, his voice, the resonance of his voice, his humor, his humility. If anybody's really interested in listening to actual, you know, somebody really a high soul like that, he's got tons of YouTubes out, and they're all free. And anyway, I just wanted to mention that because...
What's his name again?
It's just M-O-O-J-I.
Okay, M-O-O-J-I. So people can Google that if they want to check it out.
M-O-O-J-I, and he just gives these set things, and people ask questions, and he keeps pointing to... You know, and it helps me because, like, wow, you know, you're witnessing all this stuff changing, and it puts you in this more of a stable position because the witness is just always... You know, permanent. It's always, it's fascinating. Really cool guy.
Well, that's what we've been talking about for a long time is that, you know, we have to
practice. Oh, well, you know all about that. Yeah, sure.
Yeah, loving detachment and become the observer.
Right.
And hold that space of loving detachment. And that's when the real knowledge comes out and you can really help people from that space. But if you jump out of that space and you become part of the drama, then you're just you're part of the problem. You're not part of the solution anymore.
Exactly. Yeah.
My feeling is that this whole tyranny program is, you know, it's on a cliff right now. And although I love being the observer and practicing non-attachment, there's a part of me that just wants to give it a little kick, you know?
Yeah, I know. Well, the thing that resonates when you say it's not and you've said it so many times, not frequency specific, there's something about that term that just seems so cosmic to me because it just makes so much sense. It's just not frequency specific to where we're going.
Exactly.
I don't know. There's something that's great term that you came up with. I just love that.
Oh, thanks. You know, also too, it's out of alignment with universal law. And thing about universal law is coming in with these higher dimensions. And so this fake judicial system we have right now that's totally out of alignment with universal law is also going to come apart, it seems. And it already is. You know, these are for-profit corporations. You know, these courtrooms, they have nothing to do with justice or anything else. They're money-making operations. So, you know, we need to pay attention to that and reestablish, you know, more like a people's court and you know, a system that serves the people, you know, for the people, by the people is so important.
Well, that's what that Kevin Onnett seems to be doing with these common law courts that he's talking about. Have you heard about him?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, he's got a whole thing going on where the Pope, you know, the current Pope and Ratzinger, Ratzinger stepped down the day after that he was convicted in a common law court. Probably was in Canada because Kevin's from Canada. I don't know where the common law court was taking place, but he's trying to establish them all over. And he stepped down the day after he was convicted of child trafficking and crimes against humanity.
Yeah.
And he's the latest update is that he's doing something in March where there's a court going on in Belgium, and mm-hmm. I guess the queen's all involved, you know, and trying to cover it up and stuff. But I guess this guy is pressing on like crazy. So these common law courts, that's another whole rising. Yeah. You know.
Well, people need to get behind these people. That's the main thing because I mean they're putting their life on the line and they have conviction.
Yep.
And I guess the queen is supposedly going to charge him with sedition, you know, which is, that's
oh,
right.
Oh, yeah, you heard about
the
that?
The movie V for
right.
Vendetta, you know, it's like.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, that's a last ditch effort, you know.
Oh, did you hear the interview with him and Lloyd Webber and Andrew Webber had like an hour interview with him. And yeah, that's where he was talking about that whole sedition thing.
Yeah, Alfred Webber with Exopolitics.
Alfred, right. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I didn't hear that interview yet, but I get his emails all the time, and I'm kind
of great.
Of it. And Alfred also is on the front lines. He's, you know, he's been trying all these people for war crimes and everything else, and getting that on the books. So it's just a matter of time. You know, the thing about karma, you know, it's I like what Buddha said. You know, karma's like fresh milk. You know, it takes a little while to spoil. You know, but as surely as the cart follows the horse that pulls it, it will catch up. You know, so, and that's what I see. The acts that these people have done, there may be a little time lag between the reaction to their action or the karmic debt repaid or whatever. But it's going to happen, and it's all being accelerated by these new energies coming in.
Right.
Yeah, I've never understood that. It's like these guys are so clever and they're supposed to be brilliant, you know, and they think they can run the world and do things better than anybody else. But, you know, they haven't even figured out karma yet. You know, it's like that's a childhood thing, you know, that kids understand. You know, it's like, my God, I mean, there's no wisdom there. I mean, they're clever, but their cleverness is going to be their undoing. Because, you know, you can't outrun your karma. You know, wherever you are, you know, there you are, and there's your karma. And when it gets accelerated, it's going to act itself out somehow.
Well, it's just, you know, it's just where their level of consciousness is at, and wherever it's at, that's, you know, that's where it's at. You know, that's yeah. all you can say.
Yeah, it's just not going to work in the near future. That's the problem. It's like, you know, maybe yeah. they can go work their stuff off on, you know, out on the astral plane or some other astral world. But the Earth is moving and she's shifting. And, you know, these people won't even be able to incarnate back on the Earth. They think they're going to amass these great fortunes and then reincarnate back in to these families and own them. But when the Earth's, you know, as she moves forward and as they don't evolve and they keep, you know, they're on the downward spiral right now. So they're not even going to come back to the Earth. They may not even get a physical body.
Yeah, do they really deserve one?
I don't think so. I think.
Yeah.
I tell you, my thing was, you know, just in the interest of their own evolution, it'd be great to just find a planet full of predators and parasites and just drop them on that planet, you know, and just give them one box of food and one gun, you know. That would solve everything, but that would be the unspiritual approach, I guess. I don't know, but I think, you know, to me, I love humanity and I love the Earth, and I really would love to see Eden happening here. And I know we can do it. You know, I know we can be kind to each other and be kind to the planet, and we can all get along. And there's plenty for everybody. We just have to get, you know, rid of these elements that are keeping the manufactured lack and enslavement through dependency going. And we all know who these people are.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I think there's more of an awakening than our news media lets us believe. And I just found an article about that, and I was going to look into what he had to say. So.
Yeah. The lamestream media. Well, you know, people, they can't even give away newspapers anymore. And, I know people aren't even listening, you know, to these major corporate news right now. And so they're losing their advertising, they're losing everything, and they're just cooking the books to as far as the numbers. And all these people are paying for huge ads and to go in there. And then they've got nobody buying their stuff. And they're realizing, wait a second, you know, there's nobody really listening to these things or you know, buying our products anymore. So that's just, you know, as much as they can try to prop this up, people are figuring it out.
Yeah.
But anyway, hey, thanks for calling. Great call in. And why don't you give those two websites out again for people?
Well, the Cobra? Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Cobra's website is, I just had it up here. 2012, it's 2012. Portal, P-O-R-T-A-L, .blogspot.com, 2012, portal.blogspot.com. And you can let people know about Alexandra's website, because she interviews him, as I said, every month.
Yeah, and she's right here on BBS Radio, so.
That's right, yeah, she is,
yeah.
Right.
Yeah, so they can find her right here on BBS Radio and listen to her show and get her website through that. As well.
Hey James, real quick, did you ever see the pictures that Judy Wood had on her website of the toasted cars that were out that were like two blocks away from the trade center? Did you ever see those pictures?
Oh yeah.
Of engine blocks being melted and stuff?
Yeah, yeah.
God.
Yeah, that was a frequency weapon. That was a weapon that was used. You know, to me it was all the above. They planted explosives in there, they used thermite and they used a frequency weapon as well, because you don't dustify a building. That just doesn't happen. I mean, that building turned to dust. And,
right.
And I don't care what anybody says. That just does not happen in the real world, unless you want to call the Black Projects the real world. But it's real
well,
to them.
She had a soundbite of Peter Jennings in the newsroom. Asking Stephanopoulos, who was, you know, right there, he said, we're up here and we're wondering, where's all the debris? How come there's not a mountain of debris from these, you know, these 111-story buildings or whatever they were? And he couldn't answer because he was so caught up in the...
Yeah.
Oh, well, he did say, oh, well, I was just talking to a first responder, and he said they came down with such force they just evaporated.
Yeah. Yeah, I always.
Anyway,
that just
came to my cement. Mind for some reason.
Yeah, asbestos and cement coated steel burns with diesel fuel. Give me a break. That just doesn't happen. You know, I mean, I don't care what anybody says. But anyway, you know, people can check into those websites, you know, about 911. There's a million of them out there. And you know, it's undeniable. You know, that was an inside job. And you look at who profits from that, and it's pretty clear, you know, as to who walked away with all the cash, and look at the agenda, you know, which was to go to war with all these Eastern company, Middle East countries and take their oil. That's exactly how that all came together and take away our rights, basically. And that is the agenda. And then, you know, who's behind it when you know their agenda.
Yeah. Well, I'm talked out, so I give other people a chance.
All right, well, keep up the good work, and share your opinions with others. They're great.
Yeah, thanks, James.
All right, take care.
Bye-bye.
All right, looks like we're coming up to the end of the hour anyway, but, you know, it's been a great show, and, you know, some great call-ins, and you know, the information coming in right now is just amazing. It's really time. We're in it, folks. I mean, there's no doubt about it. The shift's hitting the fan, you know, and we're going to flow with these changes and be a part of it, you know. Be the change you want to see, you know. We are the ETs we've been waiting for. You know, we are the ancestors we've been waiting for, and it's time for us to wake up and get on with the program. And you might want to point out to your neighbor when they are blowing it, when they aren't acting kind, you know, and thoughtful. And you might want to tell them maybe it's time to be a little more kind and loving and walk a path of impeccable integrity and don't do anything that's harmful to humanity and the earth. It's really that simple. But anyway, this is James Gillen, your host, signing off. Have a great evening, and watch the skies, and pay attention to your heart. And as Brian was saying, you know, become the observer and master loving detachment. And from that space and holding that space, you can help others. Anyway, have a good evening.